Welcome, everybody. Shin number 1532. We're learning today L'nishmas Moshe Dov Mevar Baron Zizel. L'nishmas Blima Basra Moshe L'Refuah Shalema Elisheva Bas Yehudis Rezel. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so just moving along in the Sefer Klolim, some of the things are a little bit of a Chazara review, but I think it's important because these things are, you know, the what we talk about, the Dabed Dover, what you can say on Shabbos, what you can't, it sort of draws a fine line. You know, it's not like, you know, straight up, you know, well, good, I can't cook on Shabbos, I understand that, so fine. So there's nothing to draw a fine line. But these things, you say it, in, like we spoke about last year, you say the word travel that you can't say. Say the word go, you could say. So it depends on mamish one word up or down. So it's a very important thing to review. He just a minute to talk about, he speaks about the remez, the hinting, right? And which we spoke about a while back also. Just to go through it a minute to explain. Mutal rames lechaveri. One could be merames to the friend, like hint to their friend. In ene merames loy belashon tziva. As long as it's not done in a lashon of commandment, right? So what's going on over here? You're really asking your friend, like we said last time, you're asking your friend to do something be'isser for you after Shabbos. You ask your friend sort of like to drive you, right? You ask your friend, do me a favor, drive me here and here after Shabbos. And I'm not dealing right now with a case in time of a mitzvah. If you say, well, we're going to drive for tzedakah and take care of the mitzvah or the rabbim, the mitzvah purposes, and take care of the shul, okay, that already is a different story, a little bit different. We said that if a person needs his rezus, when it comes to saying an isser per se in conjunction with a mitzvah, but let's say just you know, drive me to the grocery, you know. So to tell your friend straight out to drive me to the grocery, you're not allowed to say. But if you say it in a, you don't mention the isser, and you're saying it in a hinting type of a way, that is okay. So that's what he says. Lasis avurai b'maytzoy Shabbos p'hulu asur b'Shabbos, right? To do something is also after Shabbos. Afshe devarv shemisparshem. In other words, even the words are the words are understood. That rak ba'ifin shemavakish b'mena lasis lach Shabbos p'hulu asura, that he will be doing an isser on after Shabbos, which is, for example, driving. So what's the reason? Because it's remez, because they are, you're hinting shaloi b'lashon tzivoy. So that's that's the point over here, that you're doing it with a hinting way. And we'll see an example again, which we did see last time, shaloi b'lashon tzivoy, shaloi nechshav dibure de. Again, we're back to the same story, because it's not considered dibur. It's not considered the talking part, whereby that's isser. Dibur, saying an action in Allah do, is also. But if we could show that it's hear her, thinking, that is allowed, right? Thinking a malacha is allowed. I want to explain this two different things. We spoke about thinking, right? A person shouldn't just think, well, all the things I'm going to fix after Shabbos, fine. You know, you waste your time on Shabbos. But the point of where we see hear her thinking does come into play, where it is mutter, if we could show a certain action that a person wants to do, and it falls into the category of thinking, hear her, then it's allowed. Then it's mamish allowed. And hear b'malacha is mutter midina, mamish mutter midina. So here we see an example where thinking would help us, right? Thinking would help us because I want to do say a certain thing to somebody and take care of a certain thing on Shabbos. Okay, so just see a couple of quick examples. And again, it's something we did talk about last time, so we'll just end off with this. But you're allowed to ask your friend, he says, in other words, you need your friend to drive you. Right? You need your friend to drive you after Shabbos. So you don't tell him, drive me after Shabbos. You tell him, sort of like he brings a lashon maskemata. In other words, do you agree, lihiyos muchan, to be ready, bishvili, for me, take if b'matzah Shabbos, right after Shabbos? I don't know what is that supposed to mean, right? It's a very funny way of saying it, but again, this is hinting. He says the point is, afal pi, even though sheyesh bezer remez, he's saying it in a hinting way, shereitzel lesachre, that you want to hire him, right? In other words, your friend is a driver, right? Your friend's a driver, and you want to hire him to drive you somewhere after Shabbos. Right, so you can't tell him drive me. Kevin she'enoi mazkir behedyipula ahu'is. So you're not mentioning. Number one, there's a few conditions here. Number one, you're not mentioning the iser. You're not mentioning the word driving. Right. Number one. Number two, you are hinting. You're not giving him a tziboy. That's a very important thing. You can't just hint. You can't just hint to your friend to drive you after Shabbos, right? Good. I'll hint to my friend to drive me after Shabbos. Come to my house after Shabbos. And your friend knows 100% that he will come. He has to drive you. That you're not allowed to do because it's tziboy. It's a commandment. That's the problem. You can't say you will do something even in a hinting way, right? But you're not saying Belush and Siva. You're saying it in a way that's hinting, not a commandment. Number one, number two, you're not mentioning Isser. So that's what he says. In other words, do you agree to be ready for me right after Shabbos? No Lashon Isser, right? There's no Lashon Isser over there. Number one. Number two, it's not a commandment. You didn't say, be ready for me after Shabbos. You say, do you agree? So that's what he says. Then you're not commanding. So then he says, just another example, just to finish off with this. These couple of examples. But on the same side, you can't say, Hoya Nochain, right? Hoya Nochain Imil Achashabs. In other words, be ready, be available, right? Be ready, Hoya, like to be ready for me after Shabbos. That you can't say, even though you'll say, what do you mean? I didn't mention anything about driving. What's wrong? No, but the guy knows, the driver knows. You want to hire him to drive you somewhere after Shabbos. You can't, it's clear. And you're telling him a commandment, so you can't do it. But to say in a way that it's not a commandment and you're not saying Isser, that's okay. So in this case, he says it's not allowed. If you say, Hoya, right? Another's Hoya, Nochan, be ready. So he says, because of the fact that when somebody hires a driver, hires anybody, but you're hiring a driver, that's how you say it. Be ready for me tonight, right? That's how people say it. It's not remez. So that's basically the story. In any other way that a person says it, right, he gives another, just one more interesting example in reference to a driver, but again, it could be in conjunction with anything, right? It could be in conjunction with anything. He says, Lashon like, Ma'oid es machem tovay, I will be so happy in tovay eisli b'moitzei Shabbos. I will have happiness if you come to me after Shabbos. Again, you're not telling him to come, right? You're not telling him to come, number one. Number two, you're not saying Lashon Isser. You didn't say anything about driving. I'll be happy if you come to me after Shabbos Shine. I didn't tell him to come, but from that he'll understand he has to come to you right after Shabbos and drive you to this place or drive you to that place, right? You didn't say Lashon Isser, number one. Number two, you didn't say Lashon Tzivo. You didn't tell him a command. I would be happy if you would be at my house after Shabbos. Sure, that's so. Again, that could be done not just driving, but with anything else. Like we said last time, I just wanted to review it, how the Sefer Kollel brings it down. I think it's a very important thing. Sometimes the situation does come up. Like we said last time, a person can meet somebody in the street, and he has to hire him sort of for after Shabbos. So there is a way of doing it, like we just spoke about. The same thing sometimes possibly with a waiter, let's say. A person needs a waiter, let's say, these type of things, right? It would be so nice to see you after Shabbos, or something along those lines. But the guy knows, Badafka, you have to hire him to be a waiter at Yeshiva Brachas tonight, and he understands that clear as day. You didn't tell him to come tonight. You didn't tell him to do an Isser tonight. You just told him, like, that'll be so nice if I would see you in my house tonight, something along those lines. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha and Bracha. Kol Tuv.